So, Mr. Shem, we're gonna just do a minute review of the last daf and then work our way into the next. Just the main point of daf Beis, the beginning of Shas, was when's the range of times when you're allowed to say Krishma for Arvis, the nighttime Krishma. And we start with that in the mitzvah because it's when the day begins. Al pi halacha is b'shochva v'umecha. It starts by night, and the beginning time is when the Kohanim go to eat their truma. We're going to have six opinions altogether in what we're going to deal with today. And the latest times are going to either be the first watch, we'll talk more about that, Chatzos, or the morning. And then we said, in terms of the reading of a certain pasuk, that when the sun sets, then the person becomes tahor. In order to eat truma, Kohen, he becomes tameh one day, he can go to mikvah, that night he'll become tahor. So there's two ways to read the pasuk. Ba Shemesh could either mean when the sun sets, or the sun comes to the world, when the sun rises. The bottom line, we had either just based on a Masorah or based on a saying that people said that the day has been completed or they're removed from the world, the sun's removed, and that's completed a day, and that's Matara the person. Or it doesn't say Vayitahir, the guy has to do an action. That means to show that it's just Vitahir, it's automatic. So it must be like sunset as opposed to a guy having to bring a korban to Matara himself. Okay, then we started with the two dots Amar Mar. We did, the Mishnah has the opinion of Kohanim. When the Kohanim go to eat their truma, that's the time you could take Krishma. That means it's nighttime. And then we had a different opinion about when the poor person goes to eat their meal. Okay, and they need a little bit of light to go eat their meal. So that's a different time. Okay, we'll see if it's later or earlier. It could be it's later. But bottom line, it's still only a different time than night. Okay, that's the time when you're allowed to Krishma. So we said clearly. There's clearly a difference between the ending time, right? The ending time, according to this braisa, was the end of the meal, as was the Mishnah said, until the end of the first watch, until chatzos, until midnight, or until the morning. However, what about in the beginning time? Is there any difference between the person having a meal and between when the kohanim go to eat their truma? The answer is yes, there is some difference because we have a second braisa. That was the Raminhu, the second Raminhu, which was the second braisa. Okay, and finally quoted a remez from Pasuk in Nechemiah. Okay, that was the end of what we worked on yesterday. So we'll pick up from the third Raminhu. It is like 15 lines from the bottom, last three lines of the Raminhu. Let's cross from Tosas to FLP. First one, last one line is the Raminhu. Okay, you see what we're holding? So we have six. Now we're going to elaborate on all the different opinions and try to show Aniva Kohen and Chashiruhu in the beginning of that line, where he asks, is that really true that the Kohen going to eat Truma is the same time as the Ani goes to eat his meal? Raminah, we have a contradiction to that because of the following Braisa. When's the beginning time when a person could say Krishma at night? This is the time that a person takes in Shabbos. And Rashi says, it's a time when you can't do any work, not because it's absolutely night, because it's Benishmasha, it's twilight, and halacha, it's a time when you're not sure if it's day or it's night. Just the simplest explanation, I made some chart, tiny bit, or whatever, I'm sure you can see some chart at some point in the R scroll, is we're going to start with Benishmasha, that's when, for our purposes, let's say, we call something like sunset or a little bit after sunset. Then we assume it could be coming night at some point, twilight, another. We for another 3/4 of a mil, according to the Gra, we'll just do about 13.5 minutes or 15-minute break until the stars are going to come out. Okay, and then when the stars come out, says Kochavim, that's when the Kohen is going to eat truma. So we're trying to debate: are all these other times about the ani, the poor person guy eating his meal, at the same time or not? So the first opinion that we're talking about is Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom means the time became holy, sanctified, whatever. You can't do any malacha. When's the first time? It has to be the beginning of Ben Shemasha. That's what Rashi said, because even if it's possibly nice, Safik, you can't do malacha. And that's the first opinion. The next opinion, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Mishesha Konim Mitarim Lechol B'Trumasim. The time when the Konim are going to become tar are going to be purified, as we talked about. That's fully night. That's the three stars coming out. That's Tzeis Kochavim. Okay? So far we have two opinions. None of them relate to the meal of the poor person. Just we had two opinions. Was either Shabbat starts, or basically the Shabbos ends, let's say it's Kohanim in the nighttime. Rei Meir Omer Mishasha Kohanim Tovlim Lachol B'Trumasim. It's when the Kohanim can be Tovel to go into the mikvah, to become Tahar to get Truma. Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Halo Kohanim Yivod Yomim Tovlim. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that doesn't make sense. How can you say when they go to be Tovel, you can Tovel in the middle of the day? What's the point of telling me you can say Krishma in the middle of the day? That's not the case. It's not true. So Rashi says, "Hainu Kodem Ben Shmashos." It must be before Ben Shmashos. Kedei Shielahem Kodem Ben Shmashos Harav Shemesh. The person can only go to mikvah and be valid and effective if you go during the day. Hachem Rinnu Baman Likin Zman Tefila Kodem Ben Shmashos Zman. Okay, we'll have to talk about it because it still doesn't make a lot of sense. But Rashi is telling you a translation of what the word should mean. Halakonim Imod Yomim told him, says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Letame Damer Baman Likin Ben Shmashos Kedei Mahalachetzi Mil Kodem Seitzuk Chavim Kodem Ben Shmashos Have a Suffik. Hilchach Tvila Mekame Halchum Ibod Yomho, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's a big range of time. What I drew out was 13.5 minutes, 3.25 mil, and that range of time is one big suffix of when it's day and when it's night. And if they could be tovel, they have to be tovel before that. They have to be tovel during the day. So he says, well, that's great. They'll be tovel before this range of time, but that's not going to be yotei shema. Why? Because it says b'shalch b'cha when you go to sleep, and that's not nighttime. Mekame Halchum Ibod Yomho Lazman Shchivu Kame Farish Man Hada Leremir. Abizur Meir didn't think you could say Kriya Shema during the day. It has to be somewhere at night. All this whole range of opinions is trying to mark when Chazal would kovei at nighttime. But this opinion we have to explain more as we go forward. Then we have another. That was the third opinion. Fourth opinion is Rabbi Chanina Omer Mishasha Ani Nechnas L'chol Pita B'melech. And now we're finally up to the opinion we sort of wanted to discuss. Is the poor person going to eat his meal? And just by the mere fact that there is such an opinion, as opposed to all the other opinions we've mentioned, for example, the Kohen Teeth or Shurim, is obviously it's a separate time. Right? That's as much as the Braisa is a clear, very, very clear proof is that you cannot make an equation between the Kohen and the Ani. Just the fact there's two opinions, Rav Acha v'Amri Lo Rav Rochai, so Rav Amri Lo Rav Acha, Omer, either is Rav Chai or some say Rav Acha, they said another opinion, Misha Sharo B'nei Adam Nechnasan L'Hasev, it's when most people go to eat their meal. Okay, so now this is the proof that we need to speak out. If you in fact say that the Ani, the poor person going to eat, which is Rabbi Hanina's opinion, is the same thing as the Kohanim going to eat, well then it comes out there's the exact same thing between Rabbi Yeshua, who said the Kohanim, who's also the opinion, the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua is going to be the same as Rabbi Hanina. That can't be. They wouldn't be arguing and saying different terms, but it's not the exact same thing. Okay, that's the clear proof that they're not the game. Sure, the ani lechud, sure the coin lechud, shema mina. They're obviously two different things. Okay, that's so far obvious. Now we just have to clarify one more point. Which of the two are later? If we know that the coin is different than the ani's meal, the poor person is going to eat his meal. So which one's later? This is the following proof that if in fact the poor person's meal was earlier than the time that the Kohen ate their truma, well then that'll bump into the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer who says it's been the time of Kiddush Hayom, the time of when Shabbos starts. Now, is that exactly identical? The answer is not exactly, but Tosis explains, and I think we'll just do the Rashi's, that the Gemara thinks you can't have a two times that are so close that there are not any significant amounts of time in between them that it would have been worth it for a Tana to say, oh, this must be a separate definition when night starts. So if there must be a different opinion, it's about when the poor person goes to eat, and it's a separate opinion when the Shabbos starts, it has to be that it's actually after Seizu Kalam, it's a clear defined time, as opposed to saying it's before Seizu Kalam, because we already have an opinion that talks about before Seizu Kalam, which is Rabbi Eliezer. And if this opinion also be before Seizu Kalam, well, then it would be basically the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Tosafot says it can't be prior to Rabbi Eliezer, because that's completely in the middle of the day. That's like, doesn't make any sense. So that has to be between these two, and that would be, you know, sort of too close of a number to say, to medactic, to say, oh, there should have been a third, another Tana, with an opinion between two opinions already have.
So you can't have anything between Shmashos and Seizu
Kalam. It happens to be that we're going to have one opinion later, but it's a very clear, defined time that we'll be able to give for that, but yes, generally, that's what the Gemara means here. Let's see. I'll just do one more line, then we'll do Rashi's to catch up. Yes. Now, that is what the Gemara said. You can't have something in between the beginning of Ben Shmashos and the end of Ben Shmashos. It couldn't be there would be another Tana. Let's see if Rashi explains a little bit more. Nechnasan lahasiv, eitlei bi yimos hachol, veile. When people during the week, non-Shabbos, they eat amri b'Shabbos and become makom ucher. So there's two explanations Rashi is suggesting. Either means during the week or means on Shabbos. No matter what, this is later. Okay, that people eat perhaps earlier on Shabbos than they do during the week. But either way,
the regular standard person is not poor, could eat a little bit later into the night because they can put out candles. They don't have to worry as much as the poor person does to eat a little bit earlier. But bottom line, even according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the poor person meal was still after Sezik Chav. Okay? Just in terms of light, if you think like the Gra is what we, just to make it a little bit clear for the Halakha, sunsets, I don't know, 4:22 this past Shabbos, then we have about a 15-minute range of when we're suffic twilight. After that, that's when we assume for sure it's nighttime. Okay, now people are mathware to finish Shabbos like closer to 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes. But at that end of the range, then it's for sure nighttime. Even at the end of that range, let's say we just picked a very short number, 15 minutes, it's still going to be a little bit of light. Okay, there's still a tiny bit of light in the sky as long as the sun didn't go 16 degrees below the horizon. Astronomical, totally dark. Until it gets totally dark, 16 degrees, which is about 2 hours. So there's a little bit of light still available. Okay, says Rashi, Hemenayim Ufa, which one of the two, between the Ani or the Kohen, we know they're different. Which one's later? Either going to Ani Kodem, if the poor person comes earlier, well, then Rabbi Chanina, Hein Rabbi Eliezer, Binish Shmash Rabbi Yehuda, Malachatzi Mil. Now, the fact that it's chatzi, it's difficult to explain. They say it probably means more that the Gra changed it to yotum chatzi. It's a little more than half because he doesn't want to actually get involved with it. It's exactly 3/4 of what I said, 13 minutes, because there's a different opinion that it's 12 minutes in the Gemara and Shabbos over there. We'll have it down. That's 2/3. Rabbi Yehuda keheref ayin, right? So it's 2/3 of a mil or 3/4 of a mil before Seis of Chav, before the nighttime. But there is a different opinion. This is actually very important. We'll talk about it a tiny bit soon. Is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, there's no such thing as a big suffix, a window, a range of time. This is Rabbi Yehuda that we just drew out, and basically the halacha. But Rabbi Yossi has a different opinion. That's just terrifying the time it takes to wink an eye. It's perhaps a little bit more than exactly that, but it's a very, very short window of time. And that happens right over here, whatever, right towards the end of the block of time when we're besafik. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's his safik, his window of Inishmash is immediately prior to Seis HaKavim before nightfall. Okay? V'Rabbi Meir ki Rabbi Yossi Sirlai. And Rabbi Meir, you know what, hold on, this Rashi is very important. It's not actually defining our question. I'll just finish it. But Rashi saying Rabbi Meir is answering one of the questions we had before. How could Rabbi Meir say when the people are tovel, that's when you're going to say Krishma, but it could be the middle of the day. So he held, not like Rabbi Yehuda's window of time, which is a big window of time, which you're going to do before that, you're going to be tovel in the middle of the day. Rather, he held like Rabbi Yossi, which was, it was a very short window of time, right before Seis HaKavim. And Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, it's very close. Basically, it's still after Shkia. It's still in the window of times when it's possible to call nighttime because it's immediately before Seis HaKavim. So this would be right there. As I put his name right over there, right before the opinion over there. But we'll get to that Rashi. That Rashi will come up real soon. He actually doesn't explain about the, and he can't have an opinion between here and there. That was Tosis. Okay, but that's just the chat thing. Any questions before we go on? We're sort of going to finish with these six opinions. The halacha, according to Moshe Shem, Ram, and Rav, and Rosh, is really Seis HaKavim. It's nighttime for Shabbos finishing, and it's the same time as for Krishna. That's when you're supposed to repeat Krishna, or you say it the first time. We had mentioned the Baalei Tosafot that go by Shkia. The halacha, we certainly could say Mar from that time, but we definitely try Lechila for sure to be Machmir and repeat it after Seis HaKavim. But there are all sorts of opinions in Rishonim. Okay? Amar Mar. We just said, I'm going to let Rabbi Yehuda, lo kohanim b'mod yomim, tovlim, Rabbi Yehuda, as a kashan, Rabbi Meir, how could you say it's when the kohanim will be tovel? Wait a minute, but they could be tovel in the middle of the day. Shapur ka'amr le'i Rabbi Yehuda, le'i Rabbi Meir. This is a good question. Shapur is, it's good. He's saying good. He's saying a great question on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, what would he respond? Vir Rabbi Meir, what would he respond? Hachi ka'amr le'i, it's what he respond. Mitzavar ana de benish masha didaka, I mean, was I responding to your benish masha, assuming that you have a big window of time and they'd be tovel before that 13 and a half minutes? What do you mean? Ana, Benish Moshe Rabbi Yossi, I mean, I was discussing the Benish Moshe Rabbi Yossi. Tam Rabbi Yossi, Benish Moshe Kaher of Ayin, is that Ninlas Vezeh Yossi, it was the time that it takes to wink an eye, there would be Benish Moshe, it comes, it goes, meaning it's extremely quick. Yev Shar Lamoda Love, you can't really define it very easily because it's really short. Kasha, now, end of sentence. That's Rabbi Meir. Now we have a contradiction between Kasha Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir, just because in the first of the three, I remember, the first of the three brises brought, we did yesterday, it's Rabbi Meir held that it's when people have a meal on Erev Shabbos, which is all the way later.
It's on people, the Ani and Tifrat.
So even later than that. Can you say one more time? So why does that help us with Rabbi Meir, the fact that it's terrifying? He holds like Rabbi Yossi.
Okay, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. So it's still after Shkia. And any time, anything that's after Shkia, it's still possible to say that it is Zman Shechiva. Because even according to Rabbi Yossi,
when they do Tevila, it is after.
Al pi halacha, it was daytime because it can't be Tovah all night. You have to be Tovah. Yes. But it's still within a range of times that the sun physically set. At this point, when Shabbos starts, the sun sets. The sun is below horizon, 0 degrees below horizon. Since the Chavim, according to Gra, is like, I don't know, 3 degrees below horizon. Rabbi Yossi, we're going to talk about like 14 minutes below, whatever. And then you get 16 degrees below horizon 2 hours after Shabbos, something like that. Even for Rabbi Yossi, there's an aspect tonight that already begins after the sun sets. For Karbanos, Dam is puzzle at Shkia, according to everybody, because it's already nighttime for certain halachas. When there's an extra specific pasuk that's makbid on day, you can't do that even after sunset, even according to Rabbi Yossi. So it's much more close to being the Zman Shechiva. That explained it a little bit. Meaning it can't be in the middle of the day. Everybody, in other words, it can't be before the sun sets. It can't be in the middle of the day because then it doesn't make sense to said Chazal would have argued. I mean, Tosafot even proves it earlier. He says when the Gemara was asking whether the Ani was before or after Kohanim, so the Gemara said it can't be between this block of time. So that doesn't have a great idea. Instead of pushing it all the way later, why don't you push it earlier? It couldn't be they'd argue on such a big range that when do people go to sleep? It can't be. It would be from like 3 in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night. It can't be such a big range. It has to be. They're arguing with some range of time, but that they can't be arguing such extremes that someone say, well, the sun's still out. And someone like, say, like,
Rabbi Yossi's time that was in between here. So
yes. Yeah.
Okay, so it's still daylight enough that you can be total, but it's not enough to.
Exactly. Say, okay. That is the maskana of when Rabbi Yossi's ben Shasha is in between. Okay, Kasher Meir Ad Meir. We have a contradiction between the third and the first price. The first price that said he held it was when people go for a meal on Friday, and the last price of Rabbi Meir was the Kohanim going to be Tovel to go eat Truma. So it's clearly two different times. Answer Trayton Eli Ben Rabbi Meir. Yes, it's in fact correct, but there are two opinions of the Tanaim what Rabbi Meir said. And Kasher Rabbi Eliezer Ad Rabbi Eliezer. Trayton Eli Ben Rabbi Eliezer. Same thing with Rabbi Eliezer. That we have in the Mishnah, he said it was from the time of Kohanim going to eat Truma, and Rabbi Eliezer of the Braisa that we just quoted said it was much, much earlier. It was in fact the time for Kiddush Hayom. So the third Braisa contradicts the Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer. We answer again, could be two variant versions of what Rabbi Eliezer said, or Ibn Emov, another option. Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah when it said Rabbi Eliezer. It was Kohanim going to eat Truma. That wasn't Rabbi Eliezer speaking. That was the Stam Tana. That was accepted by everybody. What was Rabbi Eliezer relevant to? It was the end of the time. He said it was the first watch as opposed to midnight or the morning. Rashi. Kasher Meir Meir Dileel the Amar Mishasha Bnei Adam Nalazan Lachopitam Erev Shabbat Hu Shir Meuchar Mishal Kohanim. There are two different variations what Rabbi Meir said. In the first price that we said it was when people go to eat their meal on Fridays. And that's later than when the Kohanim go to eat the Truma, as we said in the third Braisa. It was even earlier a little bit. So it's clearly a contradiction to Meir. We say, you're right, that is true. And Kachar Rabbi Eliezer, the Braisa Rabbi Eliezer, the Manitin. Ebay de Marishan, Manitin, Lav Rabbi Eliezer, he's still in Rashi. Haldik Tani, Div Rabbi Eliezer. Ah, but it says Manishan, Rabbi Eliezer. Answer is, Asovzman Kai de Amr, Sofa Shmur, Rishona, Plig Rabbi Anan, Alev, Amri, Ad Chatzos. He's only arguing, his opinion is only relevant. We only quote his name because of what he says with respect to the ending time. We'll actually talk about that very soon. He says the ending time is one watch of the night, as was Rabban who say it's midnight. And that's why he mentioned his opinion. Rabbi Eliezer, Darish B'Shocha, Zman Hadchalot Shechiva Bnei Adam. Okay, so this is sort of the lumdus, this is sort of the reason behind Rabbi Eliezer. Why does he say it goes by the first watch? It's because when people are going to sleep. People go to sleep from the time of Seis Kolam, from the beginning of the night, until one-third, we'll say it's 4 hours into the night. That block of time is when people are going to sleep. It's not the entire time people are sleeping. It's the time people go to sleep. And Rabbanon, Darish calls man shchiv. The Rabbanan think it's any time people are sleeping. Kind of call lele. Really, it's all night. So what's the midnight have anything to do with this? Answer lo asu elosh asu zei ledaver amro chatzos. That's what the mission described with the whole story. That really it's a derabbanan gar. They shouldn't make. You shouldn't fall asleep and not say krishma. Forget about it. So they said you should do it by midnight. Really, in fact, it's really all night. But
And they made a guard about that. And that's even if in Regamliel Leilehu Siyag. In fact, that's the halacha that you are supposed to say it before Chatas, but B'di'evit, if you don't, you can still say it afterwards. It's not necessarily because we follow Rambam Gamliel, but rather Rambam says even Rabbanon accept that. It's just they made it as a real getter. They said not to do it. But the halacha is if we try to do it before Chatos, but if you miss it, you still could say it after. Okay? Any questions? Okay, now we're really now going to move on to more details of the watches of the night, and then some agadita about the specific nighttime, you know, schedules of Hashem and schedule of David Moshe Rabbeinu. David HaMelech. Ad Sova Shmura, Micah Sova, Rebbe Eliezer. What did Rebbe Eliezer hold about the watches in the night? How many were there? Ego, the Rishals, Renard, Havai, Laila, Lima, at our shows. Why wasn't it just clear? If there are three watches of the night, so we knew there are 12 hours of halachic hours of the night, so just tell me it's 4 hours. Three watches, one third of the night, is going to be 4 hours. Ego, the Arba, Mushmars. Let's say you say it's four watches, four blocks of time. So Havai, Laila, Lima, Shlosha. So we'll talk about why it should be three or four. We'll talk about that a little later. But there are definitely two opinions, whether it's three or four blocks. But either way, whichever one Rabbi Eliezer should hold, you just tell us how many hours it is. He definitely holds it's three blocks, and therefore a third of the night is 4 hours. So the only reason he wants to tell us this is to teach you the institution of Mishmaros, this watchings by in this heavens and also on the ground. Now, the Marsha and some points out that some Rishon take out the fact that there are Mishmaros Ba'ara in the world, that there is watchings. It doesn't really make any nafkamina. There's almost no point, the fact that there are Mishmaros Ba'ara, because the king has certain guards in his palace. Why do we care to know about that? It could just be like there is some comparisons in the last parak in Brachos between Malchus de Rakias came Malchus de Ara. There are certain things that we can learn about from seeing the way that the dynasty, the rule, the king works in this world to the way Hashem works. Anyway, what are these watchings? What are these watchings in heavens? What are they all about? And the Bryce is going to explain. Ditanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Shosh, Mishmar, Savi, Allah, Allah, Rabbi Eliezer says there are three watching, three blocks of time when the guards, so to speak, change, or three watchings, three blocks of time. Alko Mishmar, Mishmar, Yoshi, Vakarish, Baruch, Vishoi, Ka'ari. The Hakarish Baruch is at the end of each watch, is, so to speak, sitting and roaring like a lion, calling out, Shnemar, Adonai, Mimarom, Yishag, Mimon, Kacho, Yitin, Kolo. Shaog, Yishag, Al Navehu. Hashem is from his place calling out. Mimaon is from his palace, from his place. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash that was, Mimaon Kocho is like Beis HaMikdash Shalmalo. Hashem is calling out from his place. And his Shoig Al Navehu is that it's his dwelling place. That's the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata that was destroyed. So Hashem from his place, so to speak, is crying out over the destroyed Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's why those are times that are better to dive in. Now, there's some institutions that we have, let's either tikkun chatzos that some people will do, or we do slichos that people do it at night. We try to do slichos specifically at midnight. That's not because of this opinion. In fact, it's actually based on the opinion of Rebbe, we'll see soon, who has four blocks of nights. We want to do it at this specific time in the middle of the night after two blocks have passed. And the Rav Moshe finds in important tshuva he has, we should probably follow Rebbe Eliezer. It's actually the opinion of the Mishnah. So why don't we follow the first opinion? So if you follow that opinion of Pipshat, it should come out that it's an advantageous time to cry out to Hashem after 4 hours of the night have passed. So in theory, people could do the 10 o'clock slichos. Not the halacha, generally speaking, people try to do the chatzos, but there is such a concept. It's an advantageous time to daven, even 4 hours into the night, coming from this Gemara. Shnia, okay, so how do you know, what's a simla davar? What's a way to know when these watches have passed? That after one of the watches have passed, the donkey brays. Just that's a natural thing that happens at that time. Shnia klavim tzokim, the dogs bark in the second watch, and shlishi the end of the third one, the tinuk yonik mishneimo vijimus verdim baila, the end of the third, the baby suckles from its mother, and the a husband and wife sometimes will converse. It's an early time in towards the morning. My kachashi Rebbe Eliezer. So what are these signs that we're giving? Are these signs sort of towards the beginning of each of the watches or towards the end of each of the watches? That's the Gemara's question. Are we trying to demark the beginning or the end? So the Gemara says, if we're trying to demarcate the beginning of each of the watches, well, then why do we even need a first one? to tell you the beginning of the night starts. We all know when the beginning of the night starts is when the stars come out. Isof mishmaru kachashit, so mishmaru achron alamali, simana yumamahu. Also, if you say the exact opposite, the end of the watches, well, then we also shouldn't need any time because we could just see when the sun rises. Or alos is when the beginning of the horizon, when the sun rays begin to hit the earth, you'll see when this starts becoming light in the world. El lechashiv, so mishmaru rishona, tchila mishmaru achrona, damseit, damseita. It's actually three totally different times. I'm not sort of consistent, but three important, useful times. For someone who doesn't have a watch and you want to know what time it is in the middle of the night, so then the donkey brays after the first watch. The second thing we said about the dogs barking is actually in the middle of the second watch. It's midnight. And then the third one, when the baby wakes up to nurse, that's the beginning of the third watch. Okay? Or alternatively, they're all at the end. But then why do we need the third one? The third one should be obvious. You just look at the sun rising. Why should we have said it? So why should we need it? So I'll tell you why. Because there's actually a nafkamina for the following. For a guy who wants to say Krishma. And you're supposed to say Krishma when it becomes morning. And the other one will miss the time. The first time will be when it becomes a little bit even after Alois. Prior to Nate, that's the original time to say Krishma. For a guy who's sleeping in a base ofel, a dark house, and he doesn't know the time for Krishma. He doesn't have a watch, and he can't see outside because it's totally dark. There are no windows. So what should he say? Krishma, specifically the time when he knows the kid's waking up, okay? Kivan to Ishma is apparent by law, Vatina Gyone Mishneimo, Lakam Velikri. From the time that he sees that the kid's waking up or the couple's talking, he knows at that point already it's already in the morning. The Marsha gives, just to give some explanation, we're trying all these different signs between the different watches at night. These are definitely spiritual concepts. We'll talk a tiny bit more about them. But there's obviously spiritual concepts of these three Mishmaris HaLaila. It's when the guards in heaven, the angels switch watching, so to speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying out over the destroyed base of Mikdash at that time. What's the donkey braying and the dog barking and the kid waking up to suckle? What do they have to do with those watching? So he says it could refer to... Kabbalah, we have like three different parts of neshama. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama. There's the more physical based part of the aspect of a person. That's nefesh, and then you have the ruach, and then you have neshama. It's even the most spiritual, elevated. We compare those to ma'aseh, dibur, and machshava, different aspects of every single mitzvah person does. It says the first mishmar alayla is a person taking care of their physical body, person going to sleep, eating, showering, whatever, getting ready for going to sleep, and that's the person who takes care of their chomer. And so he says we have the chamor, the donkey braying, the donkey is sort of coming to be settled. As the person sleeping, and there's the shadim, azikim, there's sort of control at the chatzos, and they can be involved with the person's spirit, that's when not the nefesh, but rather the ruach, so to speak, is most in control, dominantly relevant to a person's sleep at that time. And that's why we have the dogs barking, because the dogs could see shadim. It's like in Bava Kama, whatever. People don't see shadim, or generally not, but certain animals might be there. They don't even have a mazel, but they could be aware and could be afraid if there would be shadim around. And so dogs bark at chatzos. So it says in the pasuk Leicharetz Kal Lashono by Makis Pachoros that they shouldn't bark at some of them. Even as some of them Mefarshe Chumashe. That's why the dog's not barking specifically at midnight. That's what they used to do. And the last one is there's a comparison between a baby sucking milk in Gemara Neir V'Dafna Dalet and Torah, because just like a baby is always excited about milk every single time, it has the same exact thing. So to Torah, a person comes to Torah, they should look at it fresh. And Torah is compared to milk. Chal of the Dvash, Tachal Shonech. In Mishlei, there's a comparison between Torah and milk. There are 40 days the baby is conceived, and the creation of the fetus, and so to Torah is given after 40 days. Chal of is Gematria 40. There's a lot of comparison. We have milk and Shuas, a lot of those things. Why is the comparison between milk, the baby, and Torah? Very much in the Marsha saying, because we should look at Torah as brand new and fresh every single day, like it was given to Har Sinai. I'm Rabbi, and so moving forward, I think I'm going to not do as many Rashi's now, just so we can finish the whole dot. Rabbi Yisro bar Shmuel Mishmei Derav, Gimel Shmar Havei Alayla, Akol Mishmar Mishmar, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shoei Kari. There are three watches of the night, and at the end of every one of them, Hashem is calling out like a lion. V'omer, Oy L'Bani Shav Avonatei Mechrati Beitzi, V'Sarafti Echali V'Aglatim L'Bein Umos HaOlav. What is the specific way Hashem cries? The specific cry is, woe is to the children that because of their sins, I have destroyed my Beis HaMikdash, I've burned my Heichal, that's the outer surrounding of the Beis HaMikdash, Eglati, I've sent them into exile between the different nations of the world. Obviously, this is like part of Anocha Hashem Besar. Hashem is in pain over the fact that we're in pain. Hashem is losing the Beis HaMikdash. It's obviously spiritually devastating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was sort of one of the points of the world. Hashem should Mekadosh the world. Hashem should come here. So Hashem is crying out over that with us, so to speak, and that's a time most opportune to daven for Hashem. Tanya. So one time he was traveling through Yerushalayim and he came to one of the destroyed houses of Yerushalayim that was abandoned. Eliyahu saw me go into one of these abandoned houses and he was waiting there for me. And the petach is like a specific, a very important symbol in Chazal of things could change. It's a window into change. Something that's on the petach is about to happen. After Siyamti, so Eliyahu is about to come, or so he's giving me a message. What's the message he wants to tell me? After Siyamti Tfilasi, so I was davening. Wait until I finished davening. After Siyamti Tfilasi, after I finished, Amar Li, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, then, hello. Amar Di Lo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori. He responded with kavod, Rebbe Mori. My master, Amrali bini, my son, why'd you come into this abandoned house? Amarti lo lepal, I came to daven because I didn't want to daven on the street. There would be too many distractions. Amrali, hayolach lepal bedarach. It's better to have daven on the street, not in this abandoned house. Amarti le midyarin, and we'll talk about why you're not supposed to go into it. We'll talk about it soon. We're not supposed to go into the abandoned houses. Okay, I was afraid. I'll tell you why I went to the house to daven, because I was afraid people are going to interrupt me. The travelers are going to stop me. I'm really, and I wouldn't be able to daven properly. That's why I went. I'm really, I look at the pile, draw a tefillah, because you should have said a very short tefillah while you're traveling. And that's actually a halacha. Botasha lamati, mimenu, shal shadvarim, lamati, she'ena, nasan, lachurva. He learned three halachas. You're not supposed to go into a bed in house. And Lamati Shempal Bederech, you do say some sort of tefillah when you're on the path. Lamati Shempal Bederech, if you're going to daven on the derech while you're on the path, while you're on the street, Mipal Tefillah Kusara, you say a very short tefillah just so you can have kavana for that. And this tefillah is not a Shmona Esrei. Tosa says it's a type of tefillah. You have a tefillah Kusara that would protect you on the derech. It doesn't mean a Havinena, which is a short in Shmona Esrei. It doesn't mean the full Shmona Esrei. It means a tefillah, not exactly tefillah derech either, but a tefillah that protect you from things as you're traveling. Okay, a person b'shat tzakana could say certain tefillah, and described later in the fourth parak. Varmali b'ni ma kol shemad b'chor b'zu says, but now they're into a conversation. While he was in this abandoned house, Rabbi Yossi was privileged to hear something. So he asked. So Eliyahu says, "Yeah, what'd you hear over here?" Amarti li shemati b'kol. I heard a certain voice. A heavenly voice, the Shemana Hamet Kiyona, that was sighing or whatever, was crying out like, what's the language? Chirping. Chirping. Okay, it's probably better. Yeah, chirping like the bird, like a dove. Amarta v'amarta, and it would say, "Oy lebanish avnatem echravti apiti." It was reflecting on Kadosh Baruch Hu's cries. That said, woe to the children because of their sins, I had to say to destroy the Beis Midrash, Zerapte Heichal, burn their Heichal, Heglatim, the Bein Umos, I sent them into exile. Amar Li Chayecha, V'chay Roshi, says Eliyahu, oh, you should know, they swear by your life and by the life of your head, in other words, he's telling this with all sense and sincerity, this is true. Lo Shazu, Bolvad Amerikach, it's not just the only time you hear it. Ella b'chol yom v'yom shaspami omerikach. You could hear this three times, and you hear this all the time. Loz b'bavan el b'shasha Yisrael nerachasim lebet knesset lebet midrashas. You can hear this also every single time the Jews enter into a shul. V'onim yesh me rabim v'orach hakadosh baruch hu menaneh rosho v'omerit. When any time we say yesh me rabim v'orach olam me'emayo, that phrase and the gadol is different girsas, but the Tosas talks about whether that's part of the text or not. We don't say it with the gadol, but either way, this is basically min yesh me'rabim v'arach olam me'emayo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that we respond that Hashem's name should be Hashem's great name should be aggrandized forever. Hashem says, "Ashrei hamelech, how fortunate is the king to makasam v'beito kach." That how great is the king that they're praising him in his house like this? What are the children that have been exiled from the table of their father? This is not one of the shmaris. Yeah, sorry, this is not one of the shmaris. Hashem has this refrain that Hashem will do it other times. When Rabbi Yossi went into daven into this churba, presumably it could be it was one of the times. Presumably it wasn't. He was davening one of the shmaris. He was ready to daven a regular tefillah, and he heard this bakel because Hashem will if a person can access it, a person can hear Kadosh Baruch Hu's tears almost in any time. In Chagig, it says there are seven rukiyas, and one of the rukiyas, so to speak, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu cries. In the most inner chamber, it says, Oz v'chad v'mkom, Hashem is happy all the time, so to speak. That's only Hashem's happy on the outermost rukiyas that we access with our tefillah and our davening, and our learning, is Oz v'chad v'mkom. But in one of the shiva or five rukiyas, whatever the amount of rukiyas are, there are different opinions there. Hashem is crying all the time.
Is there any difference in like a lion versus a dove?
I'm sure there is. The Beis Hamikdash is compared to a lion. The dove is compared to a klai. So I'm sure there's a lot there.
Okay.
There's a lot to be said. There's, you know, the main Hishmaraba, and compared to Baruch Hashem, there's when the Beis Hamikdash is around, the angels used to have six wings in the days of Yechezkel, in the days of Yishayah, but in the days of Yechezkel, so after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, four wings because it was removed part of the Kisei HaKavod, so we only talk about Baruch Hashem. We can't say Kavod Malchuso, the Olam Vayed. We can say sort of four of the words, and that's what I mean. Yishayah is reflecting of the beginning and the end of Baruch Hashem without the middle words. And there's a lot of read on that. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying over the Beis Hamikdash when we say Yishayah Rabbah. It's a sort of ultimate praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu that's from the Malachim prior Beis Hamikdash, but we're sort of missing something. We're lacking the Kisei HaKavod. Tan Rabbanim, Mnei Shol Shedvarim, Inu Nasan L'Churva, Mnei Chashad, Mnei Mapol, Mnei Mazikin. There are three reasons that a person's Tzatz was going to abandon house, and there are going to be Nafkaminas. It's easy, like Lamdas with the Nafkamina. There are three examples, with three halachas. One is Chashad, people are going to suspect you and to go into something that's shady, to go to visit a zoner or the like. Or Mnei Mapol, the house might collapse on you. It's dangerous to go in there. Mazikin is the Shadim that inhabit areas that are abandoned. Mnei Chashad, the typical Lemisho Mapolet. The Gemara says, why do you need to tell me that it's a problem of Chashad? It's shady to go into there. Maybe it's just going to fall on you. Dangerous. So the Gemara says, no, Bachati. It's not dangerous if it's new. Newly abandoned, okay? It's not going to fall, but you could still worry about Chashad. People suspect you. Typically, Lemisho Mazikin. Okay, but why do I need the reason of danger? Or the reason, why do I need either of those reasons? Why don't I have the reason, the fact that it's mazikin, that the demons will get me? Betray two people protect against a demon. Betray chashad na'ami leiko, betray upritzi. So if you have two people, you shouldn't have to worry about chashad. People don't suspect two people doing an avera. It's only one guy is going into an abandoned house or afraid of people being close to him. Yeah, but if they're parts guys, two people, and they're protected from demons, but yet they're parts, then we still have the concern of chashad. Mnei ma'polet, okay, why do we need the reason? Now we're sort of moving on. We've explained why we need. We're systematically trying to work out each one. Why do we need chashad? We say we need chashad because there are times you can avoid chashad with two people. Now, why do I need my polet in and of itself? Why do we need that one? Mazikin is because. Why would I take the mishum chashad u mazikin? I would have the other two reasons. Answer, betray the shari to. Not suspect people, so there's no chashad for them, and there's no mazikin, no demons are going to get two people, and they're kosher individuals, so there's no chashad, and there's no mazikin. However, Mnei Mapolet, if it's an old place, there's still a reason for that. There's basically, we're trying to give an afkamina for each of the three reasons. There's specifically one case that the other two reasons will not apply. Mnei Mazikin, when we typically mention chashad, why do I need mazikin? Or because I have the other two reasons, chashad and Mapolet, I should have used those reasons, it shouldn't be unnecessary to have this reason. Vikshari, it's a new place, and you have two people on their kosher, so you don't have to worry about chashad, and you don't have to worry about it falling in. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, that's not really enough, Kamina. You don't have to worry about chashad because there are two people, but wait a minute, you should not have to worry about mazikim either, because there are two people. You betray mazikim leika, nami leika, b'makom chashinan, b'makom. Maybe there is a problem to even worry about demons, even when there's two people, even when there's two people, specifically where they're most congregated and they're most concentrated. That's a problem. You have to worry about that. They might attack you even there. And they might attack you even there are two people. By name alone, l'mechad, uva churva chati dekai b'davra. You can also have another answer. We could say it's a new place, a new abandoned place. And we're talking about in dekai b'davra that there's like, it's out in the wilderness. It's not a place, it's in town where there's a chashash zona. So there's no, right, there's no concern of suspicion of being shady. We're not afraid of being a woman being there, a zona. There's no concern about that. But if there's an individual, a specific one person going in there, there's no chashad because people aren't suspecting him doing anything wrong in the middle of the desert, but we are worried of mazikim. Maybe we'll just do a few more lines and then we're going to we'll call it. Just through the minutes, we'll see if we get to the next two dots. Tanur Rabbanan, Amrish Moshe Eloila. This everything until now is talking about three watches of the night. That was Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. However, there's opinion of Rabbi, there are four. Rabbi Nasan Omer Shalosh. My time in Rabbi Nasan. How would there be three? How would there be four? Rabbi Nasan says, "Vayvo gidom me'ayish asher yitov ekatei machaneh rosh shmoros atichona." Based on this pasuk that says that Gidon was traveling with his army to attack, specifically in the middle of the night to have a surprise, and it says rosh shmoros atichona at the beginning of the tichona, the middle watch. So tana in tichona al sheishlof ne'achra. You can't have something in the middle unless there's something before and after. The Rebbe, so therefore it must be there three, because you can't have something, well, four, there's no such middle, because if you have something, you can have middle two, but you can't have one middle, individual, singular, tichona, individual, singular watch, unless there's something before and after, has to be an odd number, comes out three. Rebbe Nasan, he said, that's what Rebbe Nasan said, okay, so what did Rebbe say? Rebbe, first on the line, Rebbe, my tichona, acham in tichona should be tichonas. It's one of the, tichona should be tichonas, one of the middle two watches. Okay, that's what the pasuk is referring to. Rebbe Nasan miksiv tichona shebi tichona. It doesn't say that. Does it say one of the two? No. Tichona ksiv. See, response is obviously only three. My time in Rebbe. So, okay, Rebbe can answer this proof, but that's not his positive support and catalyst for his shita. Amar Rebbe Zvika, Amar Rebbe Yami, Amar Rebbe Yishamin Levi, ksiv echad omer chatos laila kum hodos, Amar Shvetei zekecha, ksiv echad omer kum einai eshmuros, chupsukim in Tehillim. When did David get up to daven and learn? One pasuk says that he would get up at midnight, chatzos, and one pasuk says, come in, enai eshmuros, I got up two watches earlier, because he got up eshmuros, eshmuros is a watch, and says in plural, so it must be at least two. So two watches early he got up, so how can he have two watches after chatzos? Haketet, arm eshmuros, havelayla, obviously there must be four watches, and it comes out that two of them are from chatzos, from midnight and on, Rabbi Nasan, Safar Lake, Rabbi Yeshua. So how could Rabbi Nasan explain this psukim by David HaMelech? Denan Rabbi Yeshua, omer, ad shlosh shos, shkein derech malachim la'amo, b'shlosh shos. There are 3 hours that that kings would get up, so they'd get up even 3 hours after morning, after nades, and they'd get up until the latest time we could say Kriyat Shema, until let's say 9, if you say a perfect day, say nades, and the sunrise at 6 in the morning, so they get up for another 3 hours. So David HaMelech would make sure to get up two Ashmuros, two blocks of time before that. And two blocks of time for Rabbi Eliezer are should be 8 hours, because he has each mishmar is three mishmars, the layla, 4 hours apiece. So two getting up 2 hours earlier, it doesn't mean 2 hours earlier than the day, he means 2 hours earlier before any other regular king would get up. David Melch was praising himself over the fact that he was better than other kings, that he would get up so early, he got up two watches before anybody else. But says the Gemara still, sheet the layla, v'tarte diyamama, they would get up 3 hours, into the third hour they would get up in the morning, so 9 they'd get up, but he would get up two blocks of time, so 8 hours before them, 6 of the night before them, and 2 hours of the day, and in the third hour, the kings would be getting up. So he got up before them, complete 8 hours before them, which is 2 blocks of time. How about the Shtei Mishmaros? That's the way you can explain the Pesukim. Rav Ashi Amar Mishmaro, Palgana Mishmaros Kar Lehu. Another way to explain the Pesukim, according to Minasan, is, yes, there are in fact three. How come David HaMelech said he got up two Mishmaros? It just means one and a half. One and a half is, also could be called plural, one and a half is still watches in plural. He got up watches before other kings. Okay, we're gonna finish over here, and we'll try to finish this tomorrow and go on. Tomorrow, maybe we'll start maybe just a minute or two before 7:15, just so we could make sure for the fast day. Yeah, so I can finish before the.